So, Parshas Lech Lecho, Binyan Amila, and Ateres HaYesoid. The Dvar Avraham Simon Chav Gimel Seif Beis goes to the following Shaila. The Gemara says that on the Mila, you have to take away the tzitzin. There is a part of the skin that you have to take the majority. So the Gemara says, what are the tzitzin Mamiak Mesamila? HaMechapim Mesorev HaTorah. The skin, the foreskin that covers the majority of the Torah, of the crown of the Eva, you have to take it out. So the Dvar Avraham is the following Shaila. Is the Pshat is that you have to take away the foreskin, and the shear of the foreskin is the amount of the foreskin which covers the Torah, or is the opposite? The idea is that you have to be Megala the Torah. And to be Megala the Torah, you have to take away the foreskin. Afkimini is, what happens if you Megala the Torah, but the foreskin is still connected? Let's say you pulled it back, so the Torah is hanging, the foreskin is hanging, but now it's not covering the Torah anymore. So says the Dvar Avraham, the Ikar Vort is the Gilui HaTorah. That's what we learn. Priya is a Hemshech. There's so many Priya, you don't cut it. You just leave it away, hanging. The Ikar Vort is the Gilui HaTorah. And he says, I saw that, that's why he says that a Moel should come afterwards, after 2 or 3 days, to make sure that's what the Ramo says, to make sure that the Bosar, that the foreskin did not grow back. But as long as you uncover the Torah, that's enough. The Gilui HaTorah is about Tzitzit, Meak Misamila. What the Gemara says, Bosar HaChofer is a shiur in the Gilui, not a shiur in the Chaticha. Now, so with this idea, there is a Locha that's with Megala, and we mentioned also once, the Rambam is also Mashma, that the Priya is a Hemshech, is a continuation of the Mila, because it's a word of Gilui HaTorah. Now, the question is there mitzvah bichal to take away the orla? Maybe the mitzvah is just a gilui. Gilui clearly needs to be megalas, that's what the Vavrom says, because it says in the Gemara that tzitzem me'akvim is bosar ha'choyfe es roiv ha'torah. Now, the question is there a mitzvah of chaticha bichal? So, on that, there's a chokhma sod, Milchus Mila, on Simon Kuf Memtes, says that the idea is that there is no question there is a mitzvah chaticha. Mila means chaticha, so you have to cut the orla. And it's not enough to be megala the Torah, you have to cut the orla and take it away. So Rabbi Moshe Weiss quotes the Divrei Chaim in Chelek Beis, Siman Kufyud Aleph Kufyud Ches, that he argues. And he says, no, if a person pulls back the foreskin and is megala without the Torah, that's enough. So he takes the Dvar Avraham to the next step, right? The Dvar Avraham says there's a Geloch of Gilui HaTorah, that's Tzitzit Bameakvim. But he says, Bechlal, you might not need a chaticha. That's enough to pull back the skin because the Ikar Mitzvah's Mila is the Gilui HaTorah. So, Kazad is a machlok, is the Magen Avraham, the Chochmas Odom, and the Divrei Chaim. The Chochmas Odom holds that the Mitzvah's Mila is chaticha, and according to the Divrei Chaim, Mitzvah's Mila is Gilui HaTorah. And for the Dvar Avraham, the Choira is saying the Gilui HaTorah is required. That's why the Moel has to make sure that the Gilui HaTorah was done. The question is there a mitzvah of Chatich or not? So, the Maril Ditzker B'Sholeib says, Zichr is a mitzvah of Chaticha. Why? Because the Gemara has a whole Shaila. The Gemara in the Vajrakot, in Kuflamit Gimel. If there is a Baheres, we know that that's the locha is that you cut the baheres, even though there's a isur, show me b'nega tzaraz, that you're not allowed to cut the baheres away. On mila, if there is b'mokoim, ha-mila, baheres, you could cut it away. And the Gemara goes into a whole shala, is it ese doich loisase? According to the Divrei Chaim, there's no mitzvah schaticha, the mitzvah is only to be megala da Torah. The chayim is efshel kaim shneim. You don't have to take it away, as long as you pull it back, that's enough. And also, Shalib Diskin says, clearly there's a mitzvah schaticha. That is clear, that's Mrs. Mila. Mila, the Targum says, means chaticha. Igzar. The only question is there another halacha, the halacha tzitzim ha-me'akvim es ha-mila? Is there halacha that you have to take it out, right? The halacha is me'akvim es ha-mila, you have to be megal roi v'atora. On that is a shayla. Is that a shir in the chaticha or is a separate mitzvah of gilui? But so zogt here, there's no machleke. Zichar is a mitzvah of chaticha. The whole shaila between them is when it says that you have to be megal bosar the skin, the foreskin that covers the Rav HaTori, you have to take it out, that tzitzit b'mekom is amila, is the pshat, is that the shiur of how much has to be nechtach, or is it a separate aloha? And that the Dvar Avrom holds that a separate aloha, and that may be a different word. Could be that the Divrei Chaim and the Magen Avrom are not arguing. And then Chochmas Odom. Chochmas Odom is saying that there is a mitzvah chaticha. The Divrei Chaim is saying the aloha of tzitzit b'mekom is gilui. So Kutaro is a two mitzvahs of Mila. There is a mitzvah of Chaticha, and then there is a mitzvah of Gilui. The question is, what's the kesher between the two? They appear to be two mitzvahs, they have nothing to do with each other. But the interesting part of it is that those two dinim, in the two din mitzvahs Mila we see throughout, the Beis Halevi in the Tshuvas, and the Marach Or Zarua. The Beis Halevi is in Chelek Beis, Yibam Mem Zayin Tzav Kotn Dalet. And the Marach Or Zarua hold that the mitzvah is not only to make a mindse mila, the mitzvah is a passive mila that persists b'kaim every moment that is mohol. The Marach Or Zarua is medayik this from the Medrash. The Medrash has Mechat Shechatoiv says David the Melech was in the shower on the Beis HaMerchat and he felt that he was all in the mitzvah. He realized he also didn't have any mitzvahs until he looked at his bris mila and he realized that he was being mekayim mitzvah mila. And on that he said, "Lamnatzeach halashminis mizmor David, lamnatzeach halamila shenitna bishminis." So the Gemara Zaruch Or Zarua says, if the mitzvah is only the chaticha, the mitzvah was done a long time ago. So how was he happy this mekayim mitzvah? There's no mitzvahs right now. Ela ma'id is a mitzvah to be mohol. And on that he says, so Mimeli could say something very gewaltic. That the chaticha clearly that is a mitzvah mila. The mitzvah to be mohol maybe is to have your Torah Megula. That's why the Dvar Avrom says that the Moel, the Ramon says, that it has to come after 2 or 3 days after the Mila to make sure that the skin didn't grow back. By the way, the Dvar Avrom wants to say, according to that, what's the Isur of doing the Tzitzim HaMeak V'Mesamila? The Gemara says the Chashabes. It's not the Isur Koitzer or the Isur Goizes because you don't have to cut it. It's only the Isur Chabola. Because you're taking away blood. But come to Rois, that maybe that's the word. The mitzvah's chaticha sa'orla, that is a mitzvah, which is a ma'aseh mitzvah. The mitzvah that you mekayim every moment, which is the passive mitzvah, is the mitzvah to have your Torah Megula. So you see those two didn't even make sense, and they fit both together. And again, what's the kesher? And why is the passive mitzvah to have the Torah Megula, and the ma'aseh mitzvah is the chaticha sa'orla? Why? And how they put it together. But you see the two dinim on something else. The Beis Halevi in the Chumash says that there is mitzvah smila has two inyonim. One of them is asora sara, asora sa orla. They said because the orla, the Gemara says that miusam orla shagoyim nikru arelim ki kol agoyim arelim. So there is a mius on the orla that you are kind of taking away. But it says not only that you take away the mius. The Gemara says the gdoyla mila So the mindset mila brings a kedusha. So it has two ponim to it. One of them is the hasora sara, and the other one is the toisefes kedusha that you bring. According to this word, it's very geshmak. The mitzvah hasora sarla, that's the chaticha, and that's the mindset mitzvah, that's the itzor sara that you're taking away the orla. The hoisofas kedusha, which is a mitzvah tmidis, because the kedusha you need oifen tmidi. Is the Gilui HaTorah. The question is, why does Gilui HaTorah bring Kedusha? What is the Gilui HaTorah that brings any Kedusha? And why is this a Pesach Mitzvah? And the number three, you see the same two dinim on something else. By Avraham Avinu is asked, but everybody asks, how did Avraham Avinu, why did he have to wait? Avraham Avinu, the Gemara Irvin says, he was become Kol HaTorah Kula Shlanitna, but Mila, he waited until Kedush Bochus Mitzaveh. He didn't know that Kedush Bochus Mitzaveh. So why didn't he do it right away? So on that, the two terus of Shabbos Krov. Shabbos Krov, Yedua in the Chumash, in the stencil, says, in this Parsha. Okay, the stencil is Parsha's Lech L'chasim and Yud Gimel. He says, why? Because there's no Shem Orla before Mitzvah Mila. And there really is a remiss in the Mishnah Truma. The Mishnah Truma says that to be Sach, a child, to even though the Gemara Nevo'im in Oral says that you're not allowed to Sach, to go ahead and to oint with a Shemen Shel Orla in person who's an Oral. So the Gemara says that the Mishnah Truma says somebody who is less than Bar Mitzvah, then also the Shemen Asyomim, there's no Issa to be Sach Shemen Shel Orla by Truma. That's the Gemara in Oral. Why not? Because less than Shmuel HaSiyomim, there's no Shemarlos. So you see that without the Tzivu Yamila, there's no Orla. So that's the words like this. So that's why I said the Biskurov of Avraham Avinu did not do mitzvahs Mila, because Mila is Asora Saorla, there's no Shem Orla before the Tzivu Yamila. The Meshechochma says something very God, very Gishmak. She says the Meshechochma, that's the idea why. That's the Meshechochma says. That's why the Pasuk says, Ve'ates brisi ve'nasatis brisi ve'niu ve'necha. And it says in the Pasuk, Ve'ipol Avrom Alponov. Asks Rashi, why Ve'ipol Avrom Alponov? Because he was an oral, and he was noifel mipachad ashkinim before the bris milah. Zog Meshechochma says, Avrom Avinu was an oral before all the time. It never says Ve'ipol Alponov. Now, Davka here for the Ve'ipol Alponov. But as always, that's a word. Because now there's a tzivu yavor. The apostle before said, "V'nasati brisi b'inyu v'necha." I'm going to give a bris. So once he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to give the bris mila, there's a shemorla, Avraham Avinu, no fell upon it. Like the Biskurov, in a chayach orla beforehand. Biskurov says, that's what the Ramban. The Ramban says, why did Yaakov Avinu marry two sisters? He says, because it's also raised to be mekadesh isha v'choisev, to ma'isa kiddushin, answers the sister. Before the Ma'aseh Torah was given, there was no Ma'aseh Gedushin. So it's not shach to marry two sisters. The same idea. Before Mitzvah Mila, there's no Shem Orla. That's the Beskrov. Beskrov and Priyashmua says a different word. Because what is Mila? Is a bris between us and the Kodesh Boko. It's a covenant. A bris needs to study. Before a Kodesh Boko is ready to give the bris, from Avidu couldn't do the bris. Because bris is not from one side. It's an agreement to study. What's a pshat in those two pshat with Biskurov? That you could say that those are the two parts of Mila. Legabi de chaticha sa orla. Why from it didn't take the orla away? Because don't do Shem orla. I'm a second, but why wasn't he megala de atora? There's a gilui on that, he says, because gilui atora is the bris, like we said in the same Biskurov, and bris is only shak, do people agree? So that's a pshat. Mitzad, it's gilui atora, that's the word of the bris, that's it, Tosefes HaKedusha, on that. Avraham Avinu didn't do it because HaKadosh Baruch Hu there was no tutzdoni to the breeze. But Asor HaSa'orla, there's no Shem Orla. But again, so there is, first of all, what two mitzvahs, the Asor HaSa'orla and the Gilui HaTorah, what's the kesher between them? Most important, why is the Gilui HaTorah the breeze? That brings the breeze? Why? Why does that bring the Tosefes Kedusha? And what's the kesher to this, to Asor HaSa'orla? That's question number one. Question number two is the following. The Gemara of Idizora says, Ashaila, if why a goy cannot be mal? So the Gemara has two tzdodim on that. One man domer says, because as the pasuk himol imol, hamal imol, somebody who's mohol only can be mal. And the other one says, because the pasuk says, ve'ato is brisi tishmav zacharecha, so only somebody in the bris can do the bris mila. The Gemara says, man afkimina noshim. Because Noshim are Mohol, because they don't have Orla, Kemande Mihiladamia, but they're not part of the Bris. According to this, very Geshmak. Orla they don't have, but the Bris of Gilui HaTorah they don't have either. So the question is, they're in between no Orla, but no Bris. That's Machlokes, can they do a Bris Mil or not? But the question is, why are Noshim don't have the Bris? Bishlam Orla is Kemande Mihiladamia. But if that was an idea of a Bris, why aren't they part of the Bris? And it's even more Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvahs Beis Sekot and Tez B'Lamatzchuk B'Noisi. He goes to a shayla like this. Noshim are not chayav to be mal themselves because they don't have Orla. Noshim to be mal their own children they don't have because the Pesach says Oisai. To Ezra Sakasha, one second, he should be potter anyway because his Mitzvah says Shas Man Gulama. So to is also the... So the Minchas Chinuch, so Tosfos gives a teretz, whatever. But the Minchas Chinuch says, what happens in the mitzvah to be mal? We know that the mitzvah, you have to be mal. If somebody was not mal, you have to be mal everybody, right? Because you have a din based din, and the based din is mal everybody. So every individual has a communal responsibility. Are the notion of that communal responsibility? On that says the Minchas Chinuch, yes. Why? Because you're right, they don't have a mila, so they can't do it to themselves. To their own children, as opposed to koisei. But like everybody else, it's chayef. Now, however, the Ramban in Kiddush of Choftes says Befirsh not like that. The Chiddush of the Pasuk Oisa is because I would have thought that Noshim would be chayef to be mal everybody else with Tzad Beis Din. And Kamash Mandai, they don't have. So we learn from the Pasuk Oisa that they don't have to be mal anybody else. So they're potter from Bimal. So that doesn't make any sense. Why don't they have the bris? And why are they moving such a thing that they don't even have a mitzvah to Bimal? Somebody is an orla. Everybody else has. Why? Why such a thing? And then the third thing is by Yamalek. It says, Vayzanev Bechoa Kol Necheshol Macharecha, says in the in Rashi that he was Zoyrek Miloiseyem Shel Yisrael. He took the Mila Klapi Maila. Why was he Zoyrek the Miloiseyem Shel Yisrael Klapi Maila? To answer all these three questions, I want to quote the Safed Yosef and Daphne based on Gimel. They explained Mayinyan Mila. And he says the following, that so the gross says it's avodat tznusa. Vehu kolel chesed vigvuris, ki boi zonis de zochra nekeiva ha'ama upi ha'ama. Ateres ha'yesoid shi malchus de zo. The ateres de atora, the ateres ha'yesoid is malchus de zo. Ubo ha'gvuris. Lachen ha'oirla chofefes alof shem lismola. The orla is mechase de ateres ha'yesoid. At shemavirim ha'orla, until you take the orla, az misgale chesed befum ha'ama, and then is misgale de chesed in pum ha'ama, obey niskan kola. Kmo shekose bezoyar, yoyse vatsad ishlo bedechoyle natel koyla, v'chulei. So Zogter, the Gro is talking about the concept of the maskala, that there's always a mizug. And he says the mizug of the zohar and the keva is chesed and gvura, is the ama and pi ama, which is called the ateres ha-yesoid. And ateres ha-yesoid is malchus, and the orla, the what you call it, the orla is choifef, is a lovely smaller, until you take it away. What does that mean? Okay? And just to add a little bit more, and the Detz Chaim explains the same idea. Before the Chasodim amispashet in Zo, at the Orla she klipas noga chofefes v'nechezes, and that is the Yisoid, the Sadasoid, and then and if he goes derech orla, the chesed is not mashpia because he goes to the chitzoinim into the klipas, okay? And then when the chesed sham v'soyveves ha'yisoid, v'nikra orla. So there, biyois orla. That's just in Etz Chaim, okay? That's what it says in Etz Chaim. Biyois orla zuch chofefes al yisoid. When you have the orla, the chasodim don't go to the yesoid, because he should not go the chasodim to the wrong place. If he goes through the orla, he goes to the wrong place. The orla prevents the chasodim of the yesoid to be misgale. When the mila comes and the orla goes away, koirti maola, when the orla goes away, umistalek es bisham klipas noiga, and that klipa goes away, as yordim ha-chasodim is pashto b'koyim, then the chasodim do come out. So until the orla is taken, because of the chitzoinim, the chesed is not nizgale. The chesed is only nizgale when the orla is taken away, which is the kipla that avoids the chitzoinim. What does that mean? That there's no chasodim until the orla, and then there's chasodim? What does that mean? What does it mean that through the orla it goes to the chitzoinim? But the answer is very simple. What the Goyin is saying is there is the concept of maskala. Maskala is that in this world there is always a zohar and an akeva to go ahead and to balance themselves out. And the reason is very simple. Because so the zohar and the akeva, the soid, which is the mashpia, needs a mekabel, which is malchus. Always there's a mashpia and mekabel, and that's the tzur of all the bria, because ultimately, Kodesh Baruch Hu is mashpia, or the mekabelim. So all of the bria is mashpia and mekabel, and you always need a chibur between the two. That's called a zohar nekeva. The mashpia is always chasodim, because chesed is mashpia, And Gvuris is the Mekabel, because the person who's Mekabel, wherever the Chesed of Kodesh Boch is unlimited. There is the Mekabel has to constrain, to limit it. It's like an energy, right? You have energy, a burst of energy. You need to channel it in. The channel is Mekabel. Always you need that balance. The chidush is not that the yesod to be mashpia needs a nekeva to be mekabel. In the yesod alone, you have to have malchus. You have to have a bechinas nois and mekabel. Because otherwise, not to have yesod of the father, if he's the only noisen. So there is kibiyochol a feeling that he's like a kudush bohu. So a kudush bohu made the mitzad, the noisen has to be always a nekeva tzad in it, which balanced it out. It's not that the mashpia needs a nekeva to be do it. Because the mashpia, if he could be a mashpia on his own, his doime letzura elyoina, if you want to be a real dugma, by giving, you have to realize that you're being mekabel. So that is atzoid v'teres yesoid. The biggest mashpia of life is the yesoid, is the ama. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put a crown on top of the ama. That crown is to show that you are mekabel. That as much as you are mashpia, you're not mashpia your own. You're mashpia something that comes beyond you. It's like the levona. Ein lasira levona klal, lasira oira klal. The levona has no light of its own. What's mashpia is the light that it gets from above. That's why when you are mashpia, you're mashpia through that teresa yesoid, which is malchus, to realize that what you're being mashpia is a crown, is something from above, that's not really yours. That as much you are mashpia, is that you are a mekabel. But that blend between mashpia and mekabel has two sides of it. One side, which is called, is the distortion of this idea, is that the giving becomes a way of being mekabel, and that's orla. That teresa yesoid is that you are mashpia by realizing an expression that you're mekabel, because you have nothing of your own. Whatever you give, you are a channel to give it forward. Like the levona, she has nothing of her own, and therefore it's not hers. She has to pass it on. But there is a tziruf between nois and the mekabel, which distorts the idea of mekabel, is that you are mashpia as a way to be mekabel, and that's the orla. What is the orla? The orla takes the eteres hayesoid, which is the form of mekablim that the noisen have, the aspect of receiving that every giver needs to blend to create a balance, and turns the receiving, the giving, into a receiving. Why? Because the orla, what it does, it turns the aver into a pleasure for yourself. We know that, like the Rambam says, what the orla has the most sensitive nerves that makes it a pleasurable experience that you are giving life as a way to be mekabel, because it takes the idea of mekabel and it distorts the chesed. So mimela, what happens is it turns the chesed into taiva. You know what? In chesed, to be mashpia, what is the worst place you could be mashpia? What's the chitsoinim of chesed? Is to be mashpia to yourself. And that's called taiva. Why? Because a Kodesh Baruch Hu can be mashpia to anybody, but to what he was never mashpia is to himself, because it's kol yochol, there's not to be mashpia to himself. So a chesed to yourself is the ultimate chitsoinim, because it violates all the chesed of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's not doim eletzura elyoina. So what the orla does, it distorts the hashpoh, as not as a hashpoh, but as a hashpoh of a way to be mekabel. Because that is the place which is the most sensitive and the source of pleasure of the Eved Shel Adam. So it takes the mekabel, which is the Torah, and turns the nesin into a mekabel. So steht in Zohar, Tikkun Zohar that just saw, that's Chaim, I'm sorry, and that's what the Gros says, there's no hashpoh sachesed of life as long as the oil is there. Because this is mashpo to the chitzoinim, because you're giving life as a way of taking. So the hashpo is to the worst place possible, because you're being mashpia to yourself. You're giving to somebody as a way to get for yourself. That is the distortion of the mekabel, because then the mekabel is not the pshat, is that you're giving because you're mekabel. You're giving as a way to be a mekabel. So the kabbalah is not the root and the source of giving. That is the result of giving. And that is the distortion, that's the ultimate chitzoinim. So what means is the following. When you give tzedakah, there are three levels. There is one level that you give as a way to get COVID. And that's what the Goyim, the Zohar says, the Baal HaTanya brings down in the first parak in Tanya, Kol chesed avdi lu im goyvdi ki chobim legar mayu avdi. Whatever they do chesed, they do for themselves. In other words, they give as a form of receiving. That is the shoresh with kol ha-goyim ha-reilim. That's what the pasuk says, the kol ha-goyim ha-reilim. How are they ha-reilim? Because all of the pshat is that it takes the giving into receiving. That's what the Zohar says, kol chesed avdi vdi ki chobim legar mayu avdi. Because that they are mitzius of Orla. Now, when you take, first step is to take away the Orla. To take away the Malchus, not as the way to be Mekabel. The Malchus, at the end, in other words, that's not the goal of giving, is to receive his Malchus. That is the source of giving. That is the shortage of giving. That's not the end result of giving. So first thing is to take away the Orla. But after you take away the Orla, so you be Mashpia as a Hashpo, you're not taking. So therefore, the Hashpo of Yesoit turns into a Chesed. Because now you're actually giving, you're not taking. But there are two forms of giving. There's one form of giving, altruistic giving. That you give because you want to be a giver. And that, by the Goyim, is the ultimate form. Because Kol HaGoyim Harelim, if you're able to achieve a Madrega that you give altruistically, that's the highest form of giving. For us, that is not true. Because then you're competing with the Kodesh Boho. You have to give because you are a receiver. The shortage of giving, you know, the result of giving, the goal of giving is not to receive. But the reason for giving, the source of giving, is because we are a receiver. Because you have to realize the reason you have to give, because it's not yours. We are here in Shlichus. If a person realizes that whatever he gets, he's a receiver. So it's not his own. So then he gives because he's a receiver. That's what the Zohar says, B'tach b'Hashem v'aseh toiv. The ultimate aseh toiv is the aseh toiv, which is a result, which is a byproduct, which is an effect of B'tach b'Hashem. If you're B'tach b'Hashem, you have to do aseh toiv, because it's not yours. It's like the Levone, there's nothing for us. So that is the Gilui HaTorah. You have to be Megale, that really what you're giving is not yours. That there is a Torah. So the vort is, there are two parts in Mila. First is to be Mesaken. The Mila is only Shayach by a giver. That's why it's not Shayach by a Nekeva. By Isha, which is a Mekabel, there's no Tikkun needed. So this breeze is only by a giver. So therefore, there's no Mila by Noshim. They don't have to put their Mufka. The Tikkun HaMilas of the Gro is the balancing act of giving. Because if you are giving, you're competing against Tzura HaElyoina. And the way to give is to balance the ultimate paradox of life, that we have to give to Amelita Kodesh Baruch Hu, but we have to give in a way to realizing that we are receivers. So the Orla comes in to say that the giving becomes a form of receiving, and that's the distortion of the blend. So the first aspect of it is to take away the receiving to show that here you are giving. You take the pleasure away because to say that my act, the sexual act, is an act of giving, not of receiving. But then you have to be megale de Torah. You have to be megale that really you're giving because you're receiving. And that is the bris. The bris is the gilui ha-Torah. That you have to give as a way to be megale that's really not yours. That when you give is really not yours. So mimele it's givaldic. That's why the brocha, ala mila, you make the brocha on the chaticha. But lachnisoi bevrisoi shel Avraham Avinu, what is the bris? Is the gilui ha-Torah, is to be megale that what we give is the crown, comes from above. That is the gilui of Avraham Avinu. And that's why bevrisoi shel Avraham Avinu is the gilui ha-Torah. And that's a bit passive. Because all the idea of this is to realize that as much as you give is passivity. We are giving because it's not ours. You're giving because it doesn't belong to us. The Mila of the Kashas is Givaldik. Zichr all the bris mitzvahs Mila is Tikkun HaYesoid, is the Tikkun of giving, Ashayach Banoshim. What is the Tikkun of giving? Is blending the giving and the receiving. First step is to take away the wrong form of receiving, which is the goal. The goal of giving is never receiving, but the shortage of giving is receiving. And that's the Gilui HaTorah, that you are Megale. All of the mitzvah of Mila is to show that the giving is nothing but a Gilui of receiving. And this is the idea. That's why we're going to see this week Anikel Shakai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avraham Avinu Anikel Shakai, and then he gives the mitzvah Mila, right? Everybody asks, what Akel Shakai? Why is that an introduction? Kel Shaka is telling you, because when I'm Kel, when I give, Kel is Midas HaChesed, Shaka is Midas HaDin. I always put a limit. I always put the Midas HaDin to limit constraint. So when you give, you have to be the same. So when you are Mashpia, you have to put a Midas HaDin, which is the idea of Bitul, the idea of Gvuras, the limitations, the idea of Malchus. So therefore you need a Bris Mila, because a Bris Mila, it limits the Chesed. It tells you that the reason why you're giving is because nothing is your own. As much as you are a giver, ultimately, you have nothing of your own, and that's why you're a giver. So that's why ani kel shaka. I always have to blend kel, which is midas chesed, with the limitations, constraint, malchus, which is gvuras, midas adin, shakai. You have to do it also. So your hashpa, you have always to put a vest or glasses of Kabbalah, and that's the bris mila, which is the gilui that everything comes from the Torah. So Mimela, all the questions we ask is very simple. Zichr is only one thing, is the tziruf of Malchus in Yisoid, Mekabel and Giver. The mitzvah Mila is first way to take the wrong form of Mekabel, which is Mekabel at the end. In other words, that's not the goal of giving to Mekabel, is the Shoresh, and that's the Gilui HaTorah, and that's why the Gilui HaTorah is the breeze. And Mimela, that's Amalek. Amalek is the one that says, the post said before, Shirkor Chabaderech, so Rashi says, was Metame B'Mishkav Zohor. What means Mitave Mishkav Zohor? Mishkav Zohor is that the Mekabel is also Noisen. He's the one who believes that the Mekabel is a Noisen completely. The Mekabel is a Zohor. So what did he do? He threw the Miloisim. Doesn't say he threw the Orla. He threw the Brismila. He says, I don't need the Brismila. The old Brismila is to realize that we are Mekabelim. He doesn't believe in it. We are all Noisenim. For him, his whole idea is a Ama without Gilui HaTorah. And that's why he was thrown Miloisim Shel Yisrael. Our avoidance is the following. If you look in the spectrum, there is the worst, which is the concept of Arlos. Arlos is that you're giving in order to receive. That's Kol Chesed Avdi Garmayo Avdi Kechovim LeGarmayo Avdi. That is called the Pgam HaOrla. But after you take the Orla, you go that you're not giving as a form of receiving, but you're giving as a giver. Altruistic giving. For us, that's a Amalek, altruistic giving. The Zoyerich will be saying, because the Mekabel is also Zohar, you think that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is giver, you are a giver also. Our Madrega is different, that you have to always realize the Mekabel. But Mekabel is the Shoresh of giving, not the result of giving. And that's the Ateres HaYisoid, that you're Megale, the Ateres HaYisoid, that when you give your Megale, that you are giving something that's not yours. It's the crown that you got above, that you are just a Tzinor, you're like the Levona, that you're giving something which is not yours. And that's the ultimate form of giving, that the giving and receiving are blended together, but not receiving as the goal of giving, but receiving as the shoresh of giving. Betach b'shem, and therefore vaseh toif. And therefore, the ultimate gilui of this idea with gilui HaTorah is the priya, that you take a deeper sense of it. And that's what was Dafkun went to Eretz Yisrael. When we went to Eretz Yisrael, went to a world of physical, we have to be megale even more that you're mekablim. We have to be Megalit. So that's why he did a Priya, which is, and who was Megalo, who gave us the Mitzvah's Priya? To be Megalit, that even in the world here, you have to realize that we are Mekabli, even though it appears to be that we are the Noistim. Who was that Yeshua? Because Yeshua is Pnei Moshe, Pnei Chama, Pnei Yeshua is Pnei Alevona. And this is the whole idea of Shemitah. The idea of Shemitah is the Gilu, the number 7. That's why Mila is Beyoim Hashmini. You realize that, right? The 7 days. And Mila is the ultimate Shmini, because the Gilui HaTorah, in other words, you go the 6 days of the week, you do something. The 7th is realizing that you are Buiteach Bashem, and therefore you have to give. And the Shmini is that this becomes the Yesoid of everything. This becomes the Bina, this becomes the Yesoid of life. That not only that you are realized that you're a receiver and that you have to give, that blend becomes your essence, and that's a mitzvah which is passive. So if you realize that with the sheshe semeya maise is when you feel that you are a giver. The 7th year is the realization that it doesn't belong to you. That's why you have to give. So he's taking the receiver into the giver. And the Yoyim HaShmini after Shabbos is that ultimate blend becomes the Tzuras HaOdom, which in Chazal is called Bina. That's why Mila is Nitna B'yom HaShmini Lamnatzea Chalashminis Mizmor LeDavid. That we are that being that blends the ultimate paradox together. And we're going to see Mat Shem next week that this paradox applies in Chesed. In Chesed, there is an idea that to give as a way to receive is the worst thing, that's Kol HaGoyim HaReilim, but that's not Jewish. To give altruistically just as giving, that is a Moloch. To give because you're a receiver, which is the idea of Shemitah, that's the Tzura HaElyoina, and that is what defines Mitzvah Tzedakah, which is informed by Shemitah. Mitzvah Smila is that not only that you do this, but this becomes your being. That's the shortage of who we are, not what we do. That's Mitzvah Smila. Mitzvah Smila is embodied in our own being, that paradox, that we give because you're receivers. The giving is an expression of receiving. In other words, you give, how do you express the fact that you receive? If you receive, you pay it forward. That is the yesod of paying it forward. Paying it forward is that you are paying because you got it. All of life, we are paying it forward. This is the idea of Mila. That the Mila is that when Mashpia Chaim, it comes through Ateres HaYisoid. And that's Alamnaseach HaLashminis Mizmor LeDavid. Shmin is always the Me'al HaTeva. It's not the doing, it's the being. This is what Klal Yisroel is all about. And that's what Avraham Avinu imparted to us. And that's the Dugma Elyoina. Ani Kel Shakai. I am the Kel, which is Midas HaChesed and constraint. Shakai, Sha'oma Lo'ilomu Idai, which is the constraint, the limitation. The ultimate blend of life, which is the Maskela Chesed, the Rachamim Zohar, and the Keva, and ultimately Nois and the Mekabel, Batsura HaNechoinat Vait.